like a man that he should lie. That's why I know everyone listen to my voice. You are protected in the name of Jesus. Life exists on a principle of investment and dividend. Investment and what? You cannot get anything out of life that you have not put in. Is that true, sir? In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, he said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Is that true? Galatians 6, 7, whatsoever a man, what? That shall he also what? Reap. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 2, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is what? Planted. Is that true, sir? So the seed you sow today determines the harvest you get tomorrow. What you plant determines what you reap. There's no harvest without what? Seed time. Is that true? So, in planning your future, you must have investment plan. You must have what? You must have investment plan. If you want to rest tomorrow, you must invest today. So here, it is complete foolishness, hear me again, to extravagantly consume everything you have now without investing some. God the Almighty condemns wasteful lifestyle. Condemns what? Condemns it. A foolish man spends all his money without thinking of what to invest. In Proverbs 21:20, hear what God said. Proverbs 21:20, he said, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but the foolish man spendeth it up. Did you hear that? Hello. As a contractor, hear this. Part of your money profit is for investment. It's for what? Because contract does not come every time. Hello? You are not hearing what I'm saying? Every time God gives you a surplus, he's giving you surplus to keep for a rainy day. Is that true, sir? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Also, hear this. You don't spend everything when money comes. So by early next year, for instance, you start running from pillar to post, looking for who to help you, who to... And wives, hear this. Also help your husband. Encourage your husband to do what? Invest. Stop making who demands to squander all the money. And then tomorrow, two of you will now go and borrow. And some men, when your wife talk to you, please listen to her. Because when the thing comes, she's the one who will be under the pressure too. There are men who never listen to their wives. As the wife said, please, my husband, post. They say, for what? God will bring another one. Who told you that? That's stupid, stupid philosophy. God will bring another one. The one he has brought now, do something. Come inside here. Are the men hearing me? You have no plan though. Hey, you hear me? Tap the man by your side if he's a man. If he's not a boy, tap him. Say, you're a man. Take responsibility. To plan. Plan up. Some men will not plan their life. They will build houses for women. They will, not their wives, so. Buy cars for small girls. That has no future. He has bought a house. He has no house. The contract they pay. pay him. He has bought cars. He has nothing as an investment. Then Timothy said, "Only, you know, boy, I've handled money. I don't know what the money did." He didn't plan. And no devil ever attacked you. No demon was after you. Come on, sir, here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Flamboyant lifestyle leads to poverty. It puts you under perpetual pressure. God hates waste. God hates what? Can I tell also the women? You want to hear the truth? Hey, until you have investment, don't buy clothes. Because clothes have no second-hand value. With investment, you can always buy clothes. And hey, every man hear this. Don't buy cars when you have no investment because cars have no second-hand value. Am I talking? You can never buy a car and sell it at a higher rate. Car is not investment. Car is not what? Car is not investment. Clothes are not investment. If you like, have all your clothes in this world, they are not investment. Because when you want to sell them, you will be surprised what they will price you. Women, you know, go and show a very expensive clothes and say, "Want to sell it." The woman say, "This clothes about 200,000. Will you sell it 40,000? You get angry. Just tell when you tell any cloth a woman wears to sell as a second hand, somebody will just price it down. The only thing that has value is gold. Are you going to say now? But even the gold, when you carry it to Aboki here, he will just price it down. It's in the Bible, oh. Look at Proverbs 21 verse 17. So you know, not every, we are coming to that. I will tell you the reality, so you won't be binding, but you are praying too much. Now, we are praying for you to get breakthrough, so you also not bother yourself. Can we read? Shall we read? Read, not me. You read it. Shall we go? Want to go? He that loveth pleasure shall be... He that loveth what? Read it about. He that loveth wine and oil shall not. I know you like good time, oh, but he said if you love it at the expense of investment, you'll be a poor person. Me, I know future. I like my body to do good. No problem. Do you have any investment? No, I like to enjoy my life. No problem. Do you have any investment? Stop living above your means. If you wear an oversized cap, it will cover your face. And if it covers your face, you look like a monster. Men are in sizes. Life is in phases, and men are what? Live your size per time. Sew your dress not according to your size, but according to the availability of your cloth. Because your size will be bigger than your cloth. Because I hear. Are you hearing the truth? Because we always say Satan, over things that we just need to organize ourselves. You know, the rate with which Satan, they call Satan in this part of the world, I wonder if Satan is even the one behind it. Satan said, "God, this one they are calling me because I did bad thing. I'm not the one." No. They didn't plan their life. Amen. Come on, sir, here. If we are talking about investment, areas to invest first, the first area you should invest is the kingdom of God. Is it what? It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you." The surest investment that will never collapse, that no thin economy can affect, is the kingdom of God. Is what? It is the surest way to invest. The surest way to invest. It says, "Lay not up yourself treasures upon earth." Matthew 6:19-21. "We are moth and rot doth corrupt. Where thieves break through and steal. But lay off yourself what? Treasures in heaven." Did you hear that? "Where neither moth nor rot doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where treasure is, there will your heart be also." There's no economic meltdown in the kingdom of God. There's no investment there that can crash. So the first place I should invest is where? The kingdom of God. I cannot say I'm investing if I've not paid my tithe. Because that's the surest foundation of investment. Is that true, sir? So no matter what I'm doing, I must pay my tithe. If I don't try, if I try and tamper with my tithe, life will be tight. Come on, sir, here. I must be a faithful tither. If things will not be tight next year, then I must not tamper. Because the time people disobey in tithing is festive time. Because a cloth is looking at your face to buy. And you want to compromise it. There's something you want to wear. Nobody's competing with you. Am I talking? Life is not competition. Who are you dressing to compete with? Some of it, the way you do is as if they are competing with you. It's as if we are competing. So I must buy this thing for my son. My son must wear it this December. Is it competition? Eh? Okay, December, I'll wear my old clothes. You tell me whether you know. The last time I came to service, do you know what I wore? Okay. Can I tell you something? One day I did it on purpose. I wore the same shoe and came back. I said, the same shoe nobody knew. If I wear the same suit Thursday, except I tell you, who know? So who is looking at you that you're competing?
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly. Wow, it's finally here. Introducing Salvation Ministries mobile app. You can now get direct access to our Facebook updates, watch inspiring videos on our YouTube channel, get recent Twitter feeds, listen to Salvation Radio, watch Salvation TV 24 hours non-stop, and live services. With this mobile application, you can also download our ebooks and MP3 messages, post your testimonies, subscribe to our newsletter, and listen to prophetic tunes by David Obiomi. This app is now available for all Android and mobile devices for free. To download, visit our website www.smhos.org. Yes, we are fire. 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 You need to be on the go with God. Salvation Ministries mobile app, just for you. Yes, we are fire.
Other areas of investment. Start saving in the bank little by little. Little by what? Because what makes a mountain is gather little stones. Just imagine, you know, some of you, the airtime you use in a week is enough to start a business. If you gather your airtime, calculate your airtime for a year, you'll be surprised that the capital you have been looking for the past 5 years, you've gotten it. And the costs you are making, they are not business costs. So. Okay, how you doing? I never see your face, don't tell. She's not ready for your face because you are not planning your life. You're not planning. You're telling her, how you day? She said, see this boy, no, they plan life, sir. But that you don't get this high day. Come on, sir, here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell yourself, I will invest in the kingdom of God. Then I also invest for my own life. Tell your neighbor, is be wise and invest. Do not eat up all your resources. Please, a life of savings pays. So something to fall back on. Put something in the bank so you can always go back and get something from it. Is that true, sir? Don't use invest in shares, invest in building things, invest in something that you can always lay your hands upon after the kingdom investment. Is that true, sir? He said, be wise. Be what? Be wise. Be wise. You know why some people don't plan? Why some people, anyhow you talk, they don't plan? You know the reason? It varies from person to what? Person. Number one reason why people don't plan is because they depend that somebody will provide for them. Over dependence on people for provision. For they believe somebody is there to do what? Provide for them. The prodigal son depended on his father. So he didn't plan his what? life initially. Is that true, sir? Until when he came back. Number two reason why people don't plan is ignorance. Is what? Of the benefits of a lifestyle of planning. So they don't look at the danger, they just say it doesn't matter. But the reason why people don't plan is because they keep company with people who hate planning and love waste. They keep company with people who hate what? Planning and love waste. So they don't plan. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communication corrupts what? Why people don't also plan? Number four, living without great dreams. Living without what? Big dreams. When you live without a big dream, you don't plan because you don't have a dream. So planning means nothing to you. When you live without a goal, you live like a goat. People who have big dreams always plan their life. Always do what? They know they can't live their life anyhow. Because of the dream they have, they plan on how to get there. Because dreams drive you to plan. Dream drives you what? Plan. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know why you need to plan? Some benefits of planning. When you plan, number one, you eliminate stress. You eliminate what? Guarantees rest when you plan. Number two, benefit, it prevents waste. It prevents what? When you plan, you find out that you don't waste money. Have you ever gotten money? If you're doing a job, hear this. If you're doing any job that will bring money, before the money comes, have a plan. Otherwise, you waste before you realize it. Anytime you're expecting money, don't plan when the money comes. Plan before the money comes. Otherwise, you waste it. If you plan before the money comes, you already have a project. So no matter the amount, you know where to go. Am I coming to go with you? Most of us, because of this free money we get, we don't plan. Tell your neighbor, are you sure you're planning your life so? So plan. You must sit down and think. Sit down and what? You create time. You create what? You must also write down your plan. Don't say, my plan is in my head. That's a stupid plan. Every plan that's not written down has no future. Did you hear me at all? Look at God's plan. Where did he write it? He said, write the vision. This is a put the vision in your head. Habakkuk 2:2. He said, write what? So every plan must be written down. In case you don't have anything you have written down, you have no plan. I'm planning to build a house. It's stupid. Write it down. I'll build this house 2014, October 2015, so time, so year, I'll finish this house. I want to do my master's, and I believe that my master's should be through at this time, and by this time I'm thinking of wedding. That is planning. That's what? Am I talking? Write it! I am now 34. As I get to 35, I want to start school. At 37, I want to come out of my master's. At 37, I want to start a new business. You write it down. Don't say, I'll just next year, I'm believing God to build a house. Stupid. Write it down. So when the money comes, you know where to channel the money. Tell your neighbor, no devil is after you. Before you spend your money. Think of next year. And let me ask you sincerely. I know you don't have a plan for next year. Be sincere. Where did you write next year plan? I know you never wrote it down. Now that you've heard God's word, go and change your pattern as to avoid pressure. Rise to your feet. Shout hallelujah! Are the young people going to plan their lives? Plan now so you can marry next year. Amen. They are paying you salary. You have no plan. Every month you just go. You know, plan your life. Am I talking? That every month you'll be saving a certain amount so that you can do something. Yes. Plan it. Don't say, I believe God. God is there. Anything else says, I believe God, is a foolish prayer. No, you know, I believe God. God is faithful. You don't live your life like that. Some of you know the contrast you have gotten. That you had millions. But first thing you did was, he throw second burial of your mother that died. He said, boy, money has come now. We have to do second burial. Carry on, my children. Let's go to From Frankfurt, we tour to London. From London, we go to Houston. From Houston, we move to Chicago. From Chicago, boy, I've suffered a little. I've suffered a little. I have to enjoy my life. Contract mobilization, no, that's what he's using. He said, tell young girl, any car you like, go to the shop. I pay for it. Cash down, cash down, cash down. The guys are going to chop your head. Since you don't get planned. He had not bought one for his wife. Oh. The wife is trekking. He has bought three for one girl. The girl go make a hell of a chopping money. Then 2 years, he said, Pastor, I used to have money. I don't know. The devil is after me. I don't know. The devil. It's a bad devil. In fact, there's a witch at my back. One man of God said, there's a witch. No witch. No wizard. You didn't plan your even you getting to 60, having children, plan. When a man is 60, she stop having children. Well, at 60, except God didn't give you a child, then you get, that's different. But at 60 and your children are doing something, stop. This is multiply, you only should fully eat it. This is so. Because when a man is getting to 60, 70, if he has a child at 70, then when he gets to 90, the child will be 20. So we train him when he leaves. Plan. How can you be 70? You're marrying a girl of 20 something. Plan, no. You're marrying her for somebody else. Yeah. Because no matter you like it or not, at 80, you can't perform. That's planning. That's what? You are 80 years. You are marrying a girl of 20 something. She's very active. You, 80. Ah, now, let's leave. Not everything you pray. Plan your life. Marry her, you're marrying her for one young boy. She'll be in your house, kuro, 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 kuro before you. Is it prayer? Is everything you pray? Okay. Be praying. Don't plan. Now your neighbor will just marry her. Your neighbor. In fact, your housemate, the boy cleaning your house will be your husband. Because at 80, you can't perform. No matter you say you are anointed, your performance level will not be as when you have. So wisdom demands you don't marry a girl of 20 something. But you say, no. I like a young girl with young blood. Try. Let me close here. Shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, plan your life. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive grace for wise planning. Pray in 1 minute in Jesus' name. I receive grace for wise planning. I receive grace to plan wisely. Blessed be God in Jesus' mighty name. Now you should know that you need to plan how you will spend life after now. You have not planned. You have planned for everything, but you have not planned where you spend eternity. That there's heaven. So you should plan now to make heaven. The earlier you plan to make heaven, the better. But you cannot make heaven until you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. The greatest miracle is not the miracle that eyes are open. The greatest miracle is not that the lame walked. The greatest miracle is not that you bought a house. The greatest miracle is the miracle of salvation. If you have not met Jesus, I want to pray specially with you. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from the dead to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen.
Success Series. The Power Vision. See you at the top. Succeeding with challenges.
Everything to make you a success is already
here. Time to make news.
Every man of impact is a productive thinker.
Unlimited success. Get these exclusive books by David Abiyomi as it gives you an undeniable insight on your path to a successful, healthy life. Read these books on Success Series and make ready your path for success. Be inspired, motivated. Get a copy of these books, or you could pull a call across to us on +234 703 897 5714 or visit our website www.smhos.org, or you could visit any of the leading bookstores around you.
Faith is substantial. Faith is evidential. Faith has power to produce. It is not what you do that brings miracle. It is the faith that backs what you do that brings miracle. There's no impossibility with faith. Faith guarantees access to unlimited possibilities.
You need faith to grow your life. You need faith to explore all of God's word. You need faith to access heavenly possessions. Buy these books today. How Faith Works. The Wonders of Faith. Get these instructional and idea-revealing books on faith to enable you walk through positive path in your daily living. To get copies of these books, give us a call today. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.smhos.org or any of the leading bookstores around.
The place of prayer is a place of hope, restoration, and dominion. Prayer is one of the prescriptions for handling any issue of life. Prayer That Works is a new release by David Ibiomie. In this book, you will learn the potency of prayer, prayer, access to divine help, prayer, key to deliverance, prayer, the force of change, factors for result-oriented prayer, triumphing in prayer, igniting your fire, and do it yourself. David Ibiomie, through this book, will provoke the giant in you and impart you with a spirit of grace and supplication. Call now on the number on your screen to get a copy of this book or visit our website at www.smhos.org.